Good afternoon, everyone. We're going to get started now. Welcome to the afternoon of the UT Health Law Conference. We have another excellent array of speakers and topics, and we're going to start out this afternoon with a talk on reproductive and maternal care in an ever-changing legal landscape by Brad Nitschke. Brad is Associate General Counsel for Parkland Health in Dallas, Texas. Brad supports Parkland's operations, compliance, regulatory and risk management functions, and is a member of the Ethics Committee. In addition to his work at Parkland, Brad is an active participant in working on social determinants and drivers of health, including his work to improve housing options for low-income and elderly residents, neighbors through volunteer service on the boards of Dallas Housing Finance Corporation and Forefront Living. And he also seeks to improve the lives of his fellow LGBTQ Texans as a director of the Equality Texas Foundation. Please welcome Brad.
Thank you, Beth Ann. Appreciate that generous introduction. Hello to you all. This will be an interesting lunchtime presentation, I hope. Nothing like a little controversy to go with your tacos. So I'm going to talk about what is admittedly a charged topic. And so I want to level set a little bit and just acknowledge that there are a variety of personal, religious, social, political views, to say nothing of our clinical colleagues' medical views on the topic of abortion and contraception and reproductive care. If you are looking for an endorsement of your views on that topic, this ain't your presentation. This is really intended to be an I report, you decide presentation. Language matters. I'm going to, at times, vary a little bit from statutory language that tends to be a little more charged than is helpful. And there are times where I'll use more colloquial terms than my physician colleagues would for the same reason. I have found that coming to this topic with a good dose of humility and empathy is helpful, and if you practice in this area, you may find the same is true. It's also a dynamic topic. The case law that I am presenting is current as of Monday. It's probably current as of when I got on my plane this morning, but this is an area where I've learned to check PACER before I give advice. If mifepristone has been pulled off the market in the last 3 hours, somebody raise their hands, please. Okay. I think we're still good. Good reasonable lawyers can disagree in interpreting statutes, especially when they are somewhat inartfully drafted. I have had the opportunity to discuss this issue with a number of the great lawyers in this room. We don't always read the law the same way. That's fine. We can still be friends and work together. I'm not here to tell you that your reading of these statutes is wrong. I'm just giving you sort of my interpretation of it. I'm a lawyer, not a nurse or a doctor. If that's true of you as well, I would encourage you, if you're advising in this area, to really build a strong relationship with a qualified clinician in this area. This, more so than many other areas of health law, I think abortion, contraception, reproductive care across the board is very medically nuanced, and even physicians with very similar backgrounds may disagree on how these statutes apply in the real world. I also find that when we're talking about criminal laws, it's always helpful for me to remind myself of what I could do that would upset my own apple cart and make it hard to pay my mortgage. It turns out the ethical rules say that we should not assist or counsel a client to engage in conduct that we know is criminal or fraudulent. That is helpful to me in advising clients who may have very strong feelings about what the law now requires them to do in their clinical practice. And finally, because my boss is watching, hi, NECA. I'm here as Brad. I'm not Brad for Parkland. These are my opinions. To the extent there are opinions expressed, don't attribute them to Parkland Health or anybody else. Okay, just to set the stage, I mentioned this is a dynamic topic, and I think it's helpful to just graph out exactly how much has changed in the last couple of years on this topic. So recall that Roe v. Wade, that's a Texas case, right? Wade was the Dallas County DA. It's a case striking down Texas former abortion statutes in 1973. And from 1973 to 2021, I think you could fairly describe Texas law on abortion and reproductive care as trying to regulate abortion right up to the point that the Supreme Court of the U.S. would strike something down. And so we see what the Fifth Circuit has called a comprehensive regulatory scheme around abortion. So a ban on certain types of procedures, requiring the mandatory reporting to the state of abortion complications.